Lovely day on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings. It's 7:10 and 73 degrees. I'm Ashley Lane.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
Lucas McFadden has the day off. We want to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340 as well as those on FM 100.1 and those listening to us on the free WRHI app. You can download that app today. And then, of course, those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103 and Facebook Live. I think I got it all.
Ooh, nailed it.
That was a lot. And this morning we are joined by Tim Veek, who is the executive director and CEO of Habitat for Humanity here in York County. And so we want to welcome you in. So thanks for coming,
Tim. Thanks
for
having me.
You've got something exciting going on today or later this morning. But if you would just start by telling folks what Habitat for Humanity is, if they're not familiar, and the goal of your organization.
Yeah, so Habitat for Humanity of York County is an affiliate of Habitat for Humanity International. We were founded locally here in 1988, so we're celebrating our 35th anniversary this year.
Oh, congrats.
So we're super excited
about
that.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. We've served over 300 families through new construction and home repairs. We focus on home ownership and helping home ownership be affordable, whether that's for folks who are entering into home ownership for the first time as a home buyer or folks who are trying to stay in their homes. And we partner with families who make between 30 and 60% of the area median income to do that. We also are engaged in providing financial literacy training and education over, actually, I think it's over 1,800 individuals now have accessed that since 2020.
Wow.
And then we also are engaged in neighborhood revitalization and community development work in different parts of the county and really see that as core to our mission of helping what we call asset-based community development happen in partnership with communities that maybe have been disinvested in or left behind in comparison to the rest of the county. So that's our mission, is that we want to put God's love into action and bring people together to build homes, communities, and hope, because we believe our vision is a world where everyone has a decent place to live.
And you are busy, busy, busy doing that work.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep.
I mean, just keeping up with you all on social media, if you don't follow them, you definitely need to. It's such a rewarding thing to be scrolling and see your youth, your next generations of leaders out there with hammers in their hand, a hard hat on, just helping to build these homes for folks. And I think that's what's so special about Habitat for Humanity. You're seeing the vision of this come to life, and a family will be entering that home you got to put the hands on. So, Tim, that's got to be very special for you to see.
Oh, definitely. I've been with Habitat here in York County for 12 and a half years, and I'm at the point now where, like, it'll just hit me, like, how many families have we seen come through the program and their situations are, you know, so much better, their trajectory of kind of the legacy that they're building with their families and new construction. And then, you know, this the project that we're talking about today is related into our home repair program, and just the literally hundreds of families we've partnered with so that they can stay in the home that they've worked so hard to maintain over the years and get to a point where that's not as feasible for them as it once was. And so you know, it's just a gift to be able to engage in so many people's lives and to be trusted with that kind of work. And then to just to see them be able to, in the case of our home repair program, many families are aging in place, and to be able to do that in a more safe, accessible, durable home is kind of what brings a lot of joy to our hearts.
We are speaking with Tim Veek, who is the executive director and CEO of Habitat for Humanity of York County. And speaking of that project that is taking place today, mm-hmm. it's the Owens Corning Roof Development Project that gives back to U.S. military veterans. So talk to us about that and what's happening here today.
Yeah, so Owens Corning Roof Deployment Project, it's a partnership with Owens Corning has a national partnership with Habitat for Humanity, and we're fortunate to be able to participate in that. So nationally, they've replaced and repaired over 450 roofs across the country in partnership with veterans. This is at least our fifth, could be possibly more, but I know we've done at least five of these over the years. And so this is a partnership with the Vincent family. Mr. Vincent was a U.S. Army Reserves veteran, and he was actually scheduled to have the repair done a few months ago, was hospitalized, and unfortunately passed away. But Owens Corning and Merritt Roofing, who's the local contractor who was working with us, wanted to honor his memory and move forward with that. And you know, this is true for, I think, many families who come through our program. The home is the greatest asset people have, and they want to be able to pass that down as a legacy to their family. And so by continuing this project, that's going to allow the home to continue to remain, you know, a quality asset that the family can have moving forward. And so, and roofs are some of the most critical components of a home. So the fact that Owens Corning is committed to this, and that Merritt Roofing, who have partnered with us on two or three of these roofs now, wants to move on, we're just incredibly thankful. And I know the Vincent family is going to really appreciate this.
And I believe we're minutes away, not even hours away, till when the roofers are going to get up there and start work at 8 today.
Yeah, and honestly, they may have actually even gotten started.
Trying to beat the heat.
Yeah, yeah, especially in the summer, they get out there. I was on my roof 2 days ago and questioned my sanity. So kudos to them for doing this, particularly in the July heat. But it just, I think, speaks to their dedication and commitment to honor veterans in our community and to make sure that as many as possible can have a safe, decent, and quality home to live in.
And this is taking place in York.
That's right.
Correct?
Yeah, 7th Street in York this morning. So, and the goal is for them to, they're going to tear off the entire roof and then replace it all today. So they'll be working hard and fast. But like I said, Merritt, Chris Merritt is the owner of Merritt Roofing, and he'll be out there on site with his crew. And Merritt's been a great partner with us, not only in this project, but in previous ones to help a veteran have a better place to live.
If people want to get involved with Habitat for Humanity or projects like this, what do they need to do?
Yeah, so I would say a couple of things. One, Alex mentioned if folks want to follow us on social media, that's a great way to stay informed about what's happening on a regular basis. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Our handle is @YCHabitat. Also, visiting our website is a great way to do that. That's yorkcountyhabitat.org. And pretty much any of the information you would need about our organization is on there. If there's someone listening today who's a veteran, or if you know of a veteran in particular who is in need of home repair, I would encourage you to go to our website and click on services and then the veterans services tab, and that'll give you some more information about how you can access our services. And also, if you want to volunteer, there's information on the website about that. And of course, all of this happens through folks' donations of funds, of materials, of skills. So if there's folks who want to help us continue to serve more families in our community, we welcome donations, and that can be done through our website as well.
And you can also donate and shop at the
Restore.
Yes.
I'm a huge fan.
Yes.
It's kind of deadly when you go in there. Yes. You'll walk out with way too much,
yes,
but it's all good stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Both on Anderson Road in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie and Lake Wylie Plaza. And something we haven't advertised a whole lot, but more information will be coming out soon, is we also have an online store now. So, yes, if you, more to come, but it's doing well. We've been in operation for about 2 months, and I will be promoting that more heavily shortly.
That sounds great. Well, we'll have you back to talk
there
about that.
Go.
Anything with shopping, whether it's in or on the computer, we're in right now.
We're in.
Well, Tim, we appreciate you coming by. Again, this is Tim Veek, the Executive Director and CEO of Habitat for Humanity of York County. We appreciate you and all that your organization does for where we live.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tim.